From a wise heart flow careful words. Wise words make the lips more persuasive. Proverbs 16:23. To bear witness in the public square, a Christ-centered heart must be the wellspring of our words, our demeanor, our take on the world. And so that is our task, our joy, our opportunity in the next few moments. Welcome to this week's Nuance, Formed for Faithfulness. We continue in the season of Eastertide, part of the Christian liturgical calendar. This is a season that focuses upon new life and joy, Christ reigning in glory, victory and salvation. Through the tapestry of time and space, resounds the melody of redeeming grace, a chorus of joy in harmonious flight, in Christ's dominion bathed in radiant light. Our first reading comes from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, He relented and did not bring on them the destruction He had threatened. Jonah is given a second chance to deliver a message to the city of Nineveh after initially refusing to heed God's call. In this passage, Jonah obeys God's command to go to Nineveh and proclaim the message of impending judgment. The people of Nineveh respond by repenting of their sins, fasting, and wearing sackcloth as a sign of their remorse. As a result, God relents from His judgment upon the city. Today, which may seem odd or different, we apply lessons from Jonah's journey to cryptocurrency. God offers Jonah a second chance to fulfill his mission. Similarly, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have needed second, third, and more chances. Bitcoin has had its ups and downs since its inception, facing skepticism, criticism, and volatility. However, it has also experienced resurgences and moments of redemption where its value and acceptance have risen again, akin to the second chance in the eyes of investors enthusiasts. The response of the people of Nineveh to Jonah's message was one of repentance and transformation. They acknowledged their wrongdoing and actively sought to change their ways. In the context of cryptocurrency, there have been moments of reflection and correction within the cryptocurrency community where individuals and institutions have recognized shortcomings or mistakes and have taken steps to address them, fostering a sense of repentance and transformation within the ecosystem. And there have been those who haven't changed their ways, and their greed runs rampant. The impending judgment upon Nineveh was averted by the collective repentance of its people. Similarly, cryptocurrencies have faced criticism and scrutiny, with some predicting its demise or failure. However, its resilience and the continued interest in adoption by individuals, businesses, and institutional investors have led to its redemption in the eyes of many, proving its viability and potential as a financial asset and technology. The collective response of the people of Nineveh highlights the power of collective action and community solidarity. Similarly, the cryptocurrency community, comprising developers, miners, investors, and users, plays a significant role in shaping the direction and perception of crypto. Collaborative efforts to address challenges and promote innovation can contribute to its continued growth and success. So, sure, the Bible has something to say about the emergence of crypto. And now reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. Loving Savior, in the joy of this Eastertide, we give you thanks for the redemption that we have received through your death and resurrection. You've conquered sin and death, and by your wounds, we are healed. Help us to live as people of the resurrection, sharing your love and grace with all whom we meet. May our lives be a testament to your victory, now and forevermore. Amen. And finally, the 111th Psalm. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Thank you for joining me for this weekly Formed for Faithfulness. Catch our regular Nuance episodes, where I have a conversation with a special guest on living faithfully in the public square. In the meantime, like and share this podcast for others to enjoy. Visit us at collaborativeorlando.com to subscribe to our biweekly blog, see other videos, check out events we might have coming up, and find a number of other resources. You'll also find us across social media platforms. I'm Case Thorpe, and God's blessing on you.